Hello and welcome to the Walk and Love podcast. I'm TJ.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we are going to talk about stuff being worth it. It's the best I could do. Back on video, we hope. Throughout getting the live stream ready, I feel like I figured out a new system, sort of. Not everything, but I kind of know what I'm doing. And
we're one step closer.
I think, because I don't know if it was last week or the week before, I said, man, I would love to just have a system on my computer that I could just hit record and it would just save on my computer, not on a card or like right. Anything like that. What are you doing?
I think you should scoot closer to me.
My mic doesn't go that far.
It doesn't? Does it go any further?
Well, it does, but... You've been looking at this for 10 minutes and now you're telling me.
Yeah. Now I'm telling you, I think you should scoot closer. Well, I realize I can see my mic stand and not yours. Sorry. You guys had to witness our first bite. You look great, babe.
Anyways. And so I found that system. Well, now your knee's touching me.
Okay. Well, at least it's on my feet.
Well, those probably touch me too. They're so big.
Yikes. Okay.
Too far!
So I found the live stream system does that. And I'm just hoping that there are no, like, I'm hoping that it doesn't stop. It's like, oh, 30 minute clips is all it does. Like, I don't know that. I don't know how long of a clip I'm allowed to record.
What you're saying is we've never done this before.
We've never done it before. Well, we were live for 4 hours and it never shut off once.
Right.
So I'm assuming that you can also just record for 4 hours. This podcast is not going to be 4 hours long. But anyways, video update. But if this works, then this is the system I've been waiting for. So
proud of you.
It'll be amazing. So yeah, so that's what we've been doing. So that's what we're doing. So what's happening?
I feel very blessed.
It's raining
hard
on Maui, and it has been for like 3 days.
Yeah,
and it's affecting me.
Yeah,
isn't that weird? Like it feels gloomy, and
well, it is gloomy out.
I'm not used to it. I've already grown accustomed to just like sunshine every
constant
day.
Constant sunshine and happiness.
I know. And now I'm stepping back into despair and loneliness. It's called.
That's what rain does to you?
Yeah. Oh, we got a kid coming in. Oh, she's also probably tired. Okay.
Are we back?
We're back. And I totally lost my train of thought. But we are back.
You were talking about it being gloomy.
Yeah, it's gloomy and I'm just not used to it and I don't like it. I don't like it. And so like we had to use lights today. So yeah, it's just, I don't know. Do you feel like you felt different in the last couple of days?
Yeah, I'm so tired.
Yeah?
Like I could just go down and take a nap. Go down, lay down.
Go downstairs, lay downstairs.
Yeah, no, I'd rather lay up here. It's much quieter.
It's much quieter. In our like perfectly put together bedroom. How long has that basket of laundry gone from, how long has it been there? A month?
Yes, over 4 weeks. Confirmation. It's clean.
It's just where we are. It's just the reality of our lives. It's okay. Mm-hmm. The cube arrives this week, which has all of our dressers. And I've never expected a dresser or dressers, plural, either singular or plural, I've never looked forward to them so much in my life. And I never expected this moment to happen where I was like, hey, I am really excited about a dresser and dressers. But here I am, 36 years old.
Full-blown excitement.
Full-blown, like, I'm not talking, like, I'm like talking Nintendo 64 excitement. You know, just like
64.
Like I just can't wait, and hopefully they call tomorrow and schedule a delivery date because I'm just really, really excited. What do you keep looking at?
Nothing. I mean, there's a screen right in front of me that I can see.
Just like your eyes are, you got crazy eyes. Okay, so we are going to talk about something today. But before we do that, before we get to the main topic, I'm going to share some strong feelings. And this week I have some very strong feelings. If you are aware, there's a really great fantasy book called The Wheel of Time. I just started listening to it. It's by Robert Jordan. It's like one of the ones that's like really like a lot of the modern, like current fantasy authors love Robert Jordan. He's passed away, but spoiler alert, he's dead. sorry, I didn't warn you.
And that be what's on my tombstone? Spoiler alert, she's dead.
Yes. And we
her
lost
week
him.
Was good. She doesn't remember anything, but she loved you all. Okay, I love you, bye. That is what I would like it to say.
Okay. In what kind of font?
Maybe like
Papyrus. Yep.
Papyrus or Comic Sans.
Comic Sans. You don't see a lot of Comic Sans tombstones.
You don't. You don't.
It's weird.
Maybe Impact Bold.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. She's dead. Anyway.
And then the rest can be italicized.
So I'm on the first book. I started listening. So I love listening to fantasy sci-fi. I talk about that all the time. And I try, if like I know a series or a movie's coming out, I try to do the book, listen to the book first before I enjoy the movie or the show. Like Dune. I knew Dune was coming out, so I listened to the book. Super excited. So I started listening to Wheel of Time, which has been on my list of like, I want to listen to the Wheel of Time series. And there's an Amazon Prime show coming out. So I'm almost done with the whole book. And I was like, okay, I feel like I'm far enough into the first book that we can start the series and I won't like have any spoilers. And my strong feelings are, I do not like I understand that a book and a movie are two different mediums and there is no way to totally encapsulate what an author is writing into a screen. Like, I totally get that. I'm not one that's like, the book was better. Like, the book was different, but they were both good. Like, Dune is a perfect example of this. Dune, the movie, was an excellent movie representation of the book.
Yeah.
Like, very well done. I feel like they didn't cut a lot of, you know, they cut stuff, but it wasn't like, wow, they totally changed it. So my strong feelings are, in Wheel of Time, there's a character named Rand. He's like one of the main characters. In the book, he is, I'm going to give you a little bit of spoiler. He has a love interest that he's like nervous around.
Yeah.
You know, and like he, you know, you hear his thoughts. He's nervous about her, talking to her, et cetera, et cetera. In the show, they have sex on the first episode. Like, one, there are other ways to show romantic interest in a movie.
Yeah.
But two, like, that totally changes the dynamic of that, of who you think that character is.
Right.
Because in the book, you're like, oh, he's kind of shy, but like he's capable, he's nervous, but he's trying to be braver. And then you're just like, oh.
We get it.
Like, he, yeah. Like they just did it. Yeah. Like, spoiler alert, that didn't happen. And so like, I don't know. And then
you said a character's missing, right?
There's a main character missing who eventually sacrifices himself for two other main characters.
What?
And so I was just like, I was so, and I've only watched one episode, but man, I was like, it wasn't just like, oh, this character looks different than what I thought he would look.
Right.
Like, there is a character who they talk about his shaggy hair, and in the show, he's got a buzz cut.
Right.
And so you're like, okay, that's, I don't know why. Like, you had that information, you know. It's like, oh, Harry Potter's scar is a circle. No, like, you wouldn't do that.
Right.
Anyways, so I was just like, man, I have strong feelings about this show. And I was so excited for it. And I was like,
excited for you.
And so I might keep watching just to see what happens. But I mean, like what they do. But man, I was just like, I was especially in that, like that changes, one, that changes the dynamic of the relationship. But two, it just changes who you think these two characters are.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. Those are my feelings and they're very strong, strong feelings. But Dune is the perfect example of the opposite, where like,
right,
this is a great adaptation. And so that's, yeah, I'm just frustrated.
I get it.
But I've said this before and I'll say it again. I'm mostly frustrated with modern television. Like, it's just not as good. It's just not as good. Yeah. Like, it's lazy. And that to me, like, that writing of their relationship is like, it's just lazy. Like, it's
lazy writing, yeah.
We can't insinuate that they like each other in any other way or that there's romantic interest in any other way other than them sleeping together. Like, it's just like,
yeah.
It's just like, oh, boy, love, girl, sex. Like, it's like, no. There's nuance to people's relationship. Anyways, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
This is a Wheel of Time episode. So
I've never read the book.
Yeah.
So I will sit here for it.
And just like that, all our subscribers
have left.
Have left.
Yeah. My strong feelings are, okay, so like, you know, I love Target. Target stores are huge.
I'm familiar with the love.
Why are certain aisles not wide enough to fit two carts through?
Mm.
I mean, literally.
That's a good point.
Half the stores, Silvero is going one way and going the other way. You know, it's like we can't figure it out on our own. And now you can't even pass somebody with a cart. It happened to me at Target today.
Well, and so the Kahului Target on Maui, my mom actually, so my mom's here visiting. Her and her sister met here to vacation together, which I think is so cute.
Right.
She said our Target on Maui is better stocked than hers in Lancaster.
Hmm.
Explain to me that, how that works.
Well, there's less people shopping from this one.
Is there though? I mean, it is slam packed every time you
That's
go in
true.
There.
Because in Pennsylvania, we have three Targets.
Within the same distance
quote, Lancaster County.
Which would be the size of Maui.
Which is the size of Maui.
So I just thought that was interesting. But
that
anyways.
It is interesting.
And because it's so well stocked, there's often multiple, like it's not just like, oh, I need to pass another shopper's cart. You need to pass a shopper's cart and the online picker's cart.
Oh, I helped a girl find a bunch of stuff today.
Oh, nice.
She was so stressed out in the gift bag aisle. And she had her phone. I knew she was working.
They were black.
I knew she was picking an order. I'm like, what are you looking for? She shows me the picture. She's like, oh, so many of these things look the same. I'm like, it's all right. We're going to find it.
And then you're like, my name's Brooke. She's like, oh, Brooke, the four orderer.
Oh, it wasn't four. It was three. Sometimes when I'm placing a pickup order, I think I have everything. And you better believe I've gone over my mental list like 12 times. Hit place order. Oh, dish soap.
Yeah.
So then I start another order.
Yep.
And then it happens again.
Dish wand. Dish wand replacement.
Oh, that was today. I was supposed to get that. So I do feel bad, but I wait till it says your orders are ready before I go. Plural.
Now, because of COVID, we do pick up because we don't like shopping with masks on.
Right.
Do you feel like whenever that goes away on Maui, which will be in 10 to 20 years, I think, do you think when June is 20,
you'll still do pickups?
You'll still do pickup. Like, are you're all in on pickup
I'm
now?
I'm all in on pickups because of kids' age.
The kids'
so
age.
If I do have kids, I'm not going in with everybody. It's too much work.
Too much work.
And that's too much. No, we're not getting that. No, we're not getting that. Right. So for me, it's too much talking.
I also think it saves us money.
Oh, yeah.
Especially what is really saving us money right now is the Instacart. Not going into Costco.
Yeah.
Because Costco, they're brilliant about how they organize things.
You know, it's all on purpose. Yeah. And it's all been tested.
So, but.
And I'm falling for it.
So you're all in on
Squishmallows and the second rotisserie chicken.
Got to get that second cheater chicken, as Gigi would call it.
It's true.
Okay. So your strong feelings are?
Like, I just don't understand how at some point they're not like, let's make sure people can fit down. An aisle easily.
Yeah.
Because this woman did, we were so.
You're scratching knuckles.
We were so. We literally got our carts stuck together, and I've got the baby in mine, and so the car seat inside of it is like, whoa, whoa.
Daisy's eyes are getting real big.
You know, like she's going through a tunnel. Yeah. And we laughed about it.
Yeah.
But even the lady was like, you'd think they'd make these wide enough so that we weren't, you'd think as, I'm going to go back even further, because I know you're all here for this.
I found myself awake.
Yes. Like, I assume a Target or any store, a Costco, are the only two places we go, apparently. Aren't they trying to make the customer experience better always? Shouldn't they be?
Yeah.
And that's like, well, to me, that's such an easy way to make sure that like your carts fit comfortably. Or like certain, I remember at the mall in Pennsylvania, like I used to know which stores were not stroller friendly.
Yeah.
Like you can't fit your stroller, you can't turn it around if you go right down one aisle. And so I would avoid those stores, which is silly yeah because I'm there to shop.
Well, if any inkling of customer service still existed in person, COVID murdered it.
Yeah. We've talked about yeah that in your multiple strong feelings.
Yes.
So anyway, I just.
Yeah, I get that. I could
fit through.
Those are feelings.
And they're strong.
They're strong feelings. I also have a similar strong feeling about parking spaces.
Too small.
Too small. And part of that, like, there's a couple of, like, old sort of strip mall areas on Maui that, like, you can tell when they were built, cars were smaller. Cars have gotten bigger. So yeah, I get it.
Right.
You know, but, like, that Target is brand new.
Right.
And those spots are tiny. And everyone on Maui drives a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Like a giant monster pickup truck. And so you're like, oh, gosh. Yeah. Tight fit. Dad, you're really close to that car. I get it, June.
We know.
Shh.
Yeah. I'm stressed out enough already.
Okay, so that was a good
song of the week.
Song of the week. So I have a song of the week. Brooke actually found this band. You have a song by them. I can't remember it on the playlist.
I do.
Band Valley.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
Sports Car.
Sports Car. There it is. Nice. Good memory.
One of my favorites.
Solid. But they.
I have no idea what I did all week, but I can tell you that Sports Car is the song on the. Playlist.
Can't remember a single niece or nephew's birthday, but
I think Pearl's is next week, which we should send yes her something.
So this is like an old album by Valley. It came up on like my shuffle. It's called Soldier. The song's called Soldier. It's really good. It's really good.
Got a sweater that I'm never putting on, so take it for the summer and wear it while you're gone. Oh, this time's for us, us, us. Yeah, this time's for us, us, us. I got a bracelet that's just never coming off. The only one that stayed is yours, and that's more than enough. Oh, this time's for us, us, us. Yeah, this time's for us, us, us. When you're rolling down the river, trying to look at your soul, I'm holding back the river when you're saying you go, go, go. Said you go.
Nice. Was not expecting that cymbal crash.
I know, it's good, right? Good, good, good. All right, and Brooke has the one. Now, I used to think like, oh, I shouldn't play as much of the song because we get the copyright thing and we can't monetize the videos, but... No, I just don't care. I'm just going for it.
Right.
Because we don't need to monetize podcast videos.
No.
So I'm just all in on playing till right we get to the chorus. That's what I'm saying.
Got it.
Okay, your song's loading.
Will it still? Will we still get alerted though? And then you'll have to select like we're not going to.
No, when I upload it, I say I'm not monetizing it.
Oh, okay.
So your song, Mutual Love by yes Shaloo? Shaloo?
Don't know how to say it.
Shaloo. S-H-A-L-L-O-U. And Zachary Knowles. I've heard that name before.
Yeah.
But I don't know where. Was Phoebe there?
If you don't pick up when I'm calling, I'll catch you when you're falling. If you give all of your love, I'll hold you till the world ends. I'll hold you till the world ends. This mutual love.
This is some island vibes.
I'm excited to listen to the rest of that. I have another one.
That's some trop house.
Trop house.
Tropical house music. Although nice. Technically house music shouldn't have lyrics, but.
Okay.
Some lyrical drop house. That makes no sense. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I don't know.
I have another one, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. So I'm gonna just play it, and you gotta guess the singer. He's just featured. Of course, you're gonna know it's a man.
You got so scared you gave it away. Is this guy or girl? Guy or girl? I don't know.
Anyways, he's featured in this song.
Okay. Like right away, or no?
I think it's about 40 minutes in after this violin solo.
Oh, I know who that is. Immediately. That's Nate.
No.
No, not that Nate. Wrong. Not Nate? She found another way. From Fun?
No. You've got a big heart. The way you see the world, it got you this
far. You might have some bruises and a few. Dashboard?
No. Wow.
Why do I know this voice?
I'm shocked and you're so embarrassed.
No. Shh. Everybody quiet. Even though you're scared, you're stronger than you know. I would have bet money that that was... Okay, so no, I'm thinking of the wrong band, obviously.
Okay.
What?
We're doing a deep dive right now.
Oh, gosh.
So you don't know?
I know 100%. I've listened to that person's voice for hours in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something corporate.
Yeah. Andrew McMahon.
Oh, yes. Duh.
How embarrassed are you?
Pretty embarrassed.
Should be.
Good thing I'm wearing a turtleneck today. I'll do the rest of the podcast.
Anyways, that song that I just played, now I lost it.
See, I knew his voice immediately. So to me, I listened to Format,
yep.
Which is Nate.
Nate Roos.
And Something Corporate, like same time in my life.
Yeah.
And I never knew his name was Andrew until much later.
Right.
So my brain was like,
yeah. Ugh. I saw it happen in the eyes. I saw your brain malfunction. It was great. It's really fun to see. Anyways, that song is called Something Wild by Lindsey Stirling featuring Andrew McMahon. McMahon. I think that's how you say it. I've heard it both ways.
McMahon.
Anyways, we'll add them all to the Song of the Week playlist. Okay, Brooke, people are mostly here to listen to some advice that we give, hear the soundboard. And then the real reason is to find out.
Oh, gosh. What I Googled?
What I Googled with Brooke Mousidus. That's how serious is it?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Okay. Are we working backwards?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll work backwards. We'll go one for one. We haven't done it in a while, so we can just do it until we run out of. Like, okay. We don't have to go back a week or whatever.
Flights. That's all I Googled. Just the word flights.
Just to get to Google Flights.
Just to get to some sort of flight place that would tell me about flights. So, and I booked flights.
Nice.
I'm going to Arizona next year.
Weird. Mm,
yeah. Next year, right?
See you next year.
ready?
Yes.
Sally's baking addiction.
Okay.
It's back.
What are you making?
It's back, baby. Her sugar cookies.
All right.
I needed to make sure I had all the ingredients. I do.
Okay.
So.
I like the vibe that you are putting off right now.
Oh, the vibe is... My neck kind of hurts.
Okay.
And I'm tired, but I'm also here for this.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
That's my vibe.
Where does my YouTube money go? That's my Google search. I got $40 in there.
You don't, do you connect like a PayPal or something?
I don't know. I didn't read. But I'm going to find that $40.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spend it on Friday Finds.
Ooh, okay.
Or I've already spent it on Friday Finds.
Spent it on Friday Finds.
And that, just so you know, Friday Finds is a weekly show that we're doing on YouTube.
You're telling me. I was like,
yeah, bro. Just so you know, Andrew McMahon sang in Something Corporate and then Jack's Mannequin. And now Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. Three bands. Friday Finds is on
two
YouTube.
Girls, two shirts. That's what I heard when you said three bands.
One man, three bands. Okay. That's it. Friday Finds. Every Friday, premiering at 9 a.m. Hawaii time, which is 2 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
Right? 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Fresh Sends. I was trying to find that floral company that I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So I Googled it.
Tell people, or is that going to be?
Actually, I don't know. I actually don't know if they ship here.
But it should be right. We can just put it like that. We can just do like that.
I don't know if they send anything.
But we can just do the screenshot. Like, just show it.
I could just talk about it.
Show. Okay. Okay. Cool. Fresh Ends, I have no idea what that is, but I'm not interested. I'm not interested right now. Mariah Carey age.
Yeah. How old is
she? She's 51. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Okay.
I think she's
made. I think I'm already out on this limb with you.
I think she might have some work done.
No. Mariah?
Not a natural 51.
Mariah?
Here's one. Where is Noel Fielding on Great British Baking Holiday?
I was stressed out.
He's not on one of the holiday episodes, but he just had a baby. It's just a sub while he's on paternity leave. Because if Noel's off that show,
I'm out.
I might be out.
Half the time I would like, oh, I'd wear that outfit. I would definitely wear that outfit. I didn't Google this, but multiple people this week, it's in my history. Multiple people this week sent me there's a blizzard in Hawaii link.
Okay.
So I've clicked on that several times on several different websites. Yeah. So that's in my thing.
Yeah.
That's why we have so much rain this week.
Yep.
But it's still like 70 degrees.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So there's no blizzard.
Yeah. Occasionally Haleakala will get snow on the mountaintop.
Yes.
But.
Yes. 1 Peter 5:10.
Nice.
I needed it in a different translation.
Okay. Where is Isaac Hirschkopf now? So we've been watching this show on Apple TV called The Shrink Next Door. It's one of those shows that's like hard to watch because it's such like it's a true story. So that makes it hard to watch because you're like, oh, this is a real person.
This actually happened to somebody.
But I guess it was a famous, like a really popular podcast. And now they made it a show with Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell. It's more serious. And it's about a psychiatrist, like
a therapist. Yeah.
Totally taking advantage of a client. Like, and it's just like.
Kind of taking over people's lives with like.
Manipulation.
Yeah. Narcissism.
Yeah. Deception.
It's very hard to watch.
But it's also like, I want to know how it happens. So
I
want to
know what happens. Yeah.
It's like, we got to keep going. But anyways, that was the doctor's name. So I searched it.
Do king sheets fit a California king?
Yeah.
No. Is the answer I got.
Here's the thing. Why do they sell California kings?
I know.
Because it was the only mattress we could buy at Costco. And now we're locked in. And it doesn't feel like there's bed frames for
it. There's bed frames or like... I shouldn't say that Target doesn't sell any because I'm sure they do.
But it's just like.
But does our Target sell any? I don't know.
Yeah. And that was, it's weird. Costco sells a king bed.
You think we could just like.
it's just foam.
It's just foam. We'll just like duct tape it back shut on the end.
What kind of bed do you guys sleep in? Oh, it's a Maui king. It's a California king.
It sounds crunchy when I get down towards the end. Is that part of it? Or?
It's a Maui king with a foot sawed off. Hand sawed off. So the line isn't straight.
It's super crooked.
It's custom.
Welcome to our home.
Oh, so good.
When do babies see color?
And?
Not until like 3 or 4 months.
Nice.
Just crazy.
That is crazy.
Because student Sunny definitely 100% right now think that she's only capable of seeing things that are already white or already black.
Oh, okay.
So like.
They don't understand.
That she's just seeing in black and white.
Yeah.
And grayscale. They're not grasping that. So they're like, oh, she can see this. It's black and white. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not just like hovering in the air. Like she can see us too. We're just black and white. Sunny's like, she's not there.
I Googled some Christmas stuff. That's it. I think I'm done.
Okay.
Just the important stuff.
Nightstand height to bed rules. Cause I knew. as always though, Emily Henderson had a clutch blog post with all the answers. What does transaction declined mean? No, transaction declined, gateway rejected. That was the whole Google search. That means the bank declined it.
Oh, okay.
Which still happens on some of my cards because
We haven't figured out how to change addresses.
And they're like,
I have about 1,000 Google searches of very specific clips that I can edit into Friday Finds and then I could get ready for the live stream. So that's where I am. That's just, and so like now our YouTube is like all messed up because it's like, it doesn't, well, one, I was trying to figure out how the software works. I was like searching all this kind of stuff on the software. So now YouTube for me is like all Office Comedy Bites type clips. And then like how to use Streamlabs OBS and right. also pitch meetings.
Right.
Which I haven't watched the latest one because I want to see the actual movie. So I'm stressed out.
Oh, I get it. Okay. I get it.
Those are all my Googles. Search.
I don't know if I actually.
We're still going.
Googled much more. Maui Humane Society. I did go look at a bunch of cats online.
But we decided against
They're
it.
Very cute.
Because.
And a bunch of orange boys.
Because we'll get guests.
We're going to get guests. Well, cats are harder to leave. Well, actually, they're not harder. Cats are easier to leave behind when you travel.
Right.
But often when we travel, we are going to let people come here.
And stay in our house.
So.
Go through
our
stuff.
Now they're in charge of cats, which I feel bad about.
And are you the type of visitor that will go through someone's stuff if they let you stay in their house?
Depends on who the person is. And how well I know them or how well I want to know them.
And we never got invited to house swap ever again.
No, actually, I really wouldn't.
No, either would I.
Because like when we stayed at Jeff and Alyssa's two years ago, yep. a year and a half ago, whenever that was.
Yep.
The only thing I actually looked in was her closet because we were going out to eat at a restaurant that was nicer than I anticipated us going.
Right.
So I did not pack anything that nice.
So that's acceptable.
So I did borrow a shirt.
But you're not like opening drawers.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Front load washer smells? ?
Oh, you went down a nice little rabbit hole.
I did. And I found a very helpful channel on YouTube, which taught me all sorts of things. What was his name?
Dirt Farmer Dave or something
like that. Yes. Or Dirt Farmer. Yeah. His videos were amazingly helpful.
And he was basically like a grandpa teaching you how to do things that
like someone like a grandpa
would teach you. Yeah.
Which just is like so knowing sweet. How to use like different appliances. Like I would have never known about that bottom filter thing. And I was very afraid to open it.
Yeah. You're like, can you come over here for moral support? I'm about to open our washing machine filter.
Yeah.
It's only one rat in it.
Oh, gosh. No, there was not. But that was my actual fear that there was going to be like
spider nest or something.
Yeah.
Like Dead Geckos. Good band name.
Okay. Please welcome. Dead Geckos.
Dead Geckos. What's up, everybody? We love you, America.
We hope our music sticks. Too much. I guess I can stop. 6 of butter in ounces. Because my recent sticks of butter.
Yeah, you're buying the grass-fed.
Like, it's a square.
Block.
And then I'm like, how do I know where to cut 3 tablespoons for breakfast? How do I know?
I just scoop it out with a tablespoon and level it off and then flick it in with my finger.
That seems like a lot of work.
It does.
I kind of just want to hack at it with it.
You could just hack at it.
Sharp knife. Covered wagon replica on Oregon Trail.
I'm trying to move on.
Oh, we're not. We're still. Okay. Okay. And
are you saying see the world or sea world?
How to pronounce Yayo Kasuma. I figured it out. You pronounce it like that.
Okay. Wow. What an adventure you took us on, my love.
For real though, about the California King, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get the reason for the invention.
It's just longer, so I guess it's for taller people.
But I think it's also narrower.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't buy. I mean, I get it. Tall people need beds too.
Here's another question.
But what tall person is like?
Why
you know
can't we just turn it sideways?
I don't think. No,
it's not the same.
No. Our feet would hang off.
So it's not just 4 inches longer. It's also narrower.
I think so. I don't know. I've never looked it up. I've never done any research. It was just the one that Costco had.
Next week, can I turn my California King sideways and use it like a regular king?
No.
Will I be judged?
Yes. It won't fit. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Okay, so last segment of the day. This is a segment show.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore. of November. The bird was real close to us that time. Monster.
So, Monster bird. Who's going first?
I'll go first. My Mount Rushmore of November. We've tried to do this at the end of every month. I don't think we've been successful. But anyways, we're here. We're doing it now. So is Daisy smiling? Like, yeah. It's just so sweet. It's just the sweetest thing ever. She just like is a smiley little baby and she's incredible. And I just can't believe how good she is. My quick trip back to Pennsylvania, I got to surprise a bunch of people, which was super fun. And got to be with my mom and my dad.
That
and
was in November.
Yeah. Thanksgiving at the Bethke's house was super fun.
Yeah.
And then here's something that else is going to blow your mind. The Christmas collection ending well, also in November.
Jeez.
I mean, it ended November 2nd, but.
Right.
And oh yeah, while we're on the topic, Christmas orders are shipping and should finish shipping this week. We've been shipping them. We ship some of them early, you know, but there's lots, which is amazing. So it takes a while. But they should all ship this week is what I've been told from our fulfillment center. So thank you for your patience. We love you. What are your Mount Rushmore in November?
Well, I didn't write it down. So
you're just winging it? You want to Google it?
Google what were the highlights of my month?
Are they the same as mine?
Probably pretty similar. I did not go to Pennsylvania.
Right.
But yeah, definitely Daisy becoming just more aware.
Yeah.
Sturdier.
Yeah.
She's just easier to move around, easier to nurse, easier to do all the
not
things.
So floppy.
Yeah. She's not quite a floppy chicken anymore. what reminds you going to Pennsylvania, hold on. I'm going to make that into two. One, you going to Pennsylvania meant you packed the cube.
Yes.
Which, that was huge.
Huge.
Huge. Excited for that. So, I don't know if that's actually a highlight, but that's connected to your trip and I'm excited. But when you were gone, the week you were gone is the week I like rebooted homeschooling.
Yeah.
And that would be
on the list.
On the list for me. Number three would definitely be Thanksgiving. It was just fun and chill. And we've never had a Thanksgiving, not with family. Like even in like college and stuff, I think I was always home.
Right.
So that was fun. And then probably what else was actually in November?
Anything beauty counter or?
Did that happen then? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that all happened then. I am like so fuzzy. Like,
yeah.
I'm not necessarily super tired because Daisy's sleeping really well, but.
Just a general
I just feel very.
Well, I
fuzzy.
Definitely think the live stream was like a big like focal point for us. And now that it's over, it's like, okay. Now what's happening and what are we doing?
Literally the live stream ended. We were hungry. So I went to go pick up pizza.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Leave our driveway. This is going to be better on video. Sorry guys. Leave our driveway. Turn.
Go click, click, click.
Need to go out to the main road. I go down the main road. I turn into a random development thinking this is the giant shopping center with signs and lights. And then I'm like, well, June's in the back car, or in the back of the car, which makes this worse. Because then she's like, what are we doing? Where was she's all stressed out. Yeah. And I was like, ah, wrong turn. So instead of turning. Like,
just turning around and going back
around,
out.
I just went down another road.
You're like, I can still get there.
I can still get there. So now I'm on another road. Then I turn wrong again into like the back of the grocery store. Like we're only.
What are we doing?
We don't know. We're like employees park. So then I do. Turn around, go back out. Go in the right way, make it in, get the pizza. Then I leave and I head out towards the main highway.
Mm-hmm.
You can't turn left. Oh, I should have.
Wait,
remembered that.
You can at the light. Did you go out a different way?
I must have. I went out the back again. I went out the back. Yeah, I did. I went out the back, tried to cut up. Can't turn left. So I had to turn right. So then I go down and then I'm like, well, you can't pull a U-ey on this quote highway.
Right.
So now I've got to go. All the way down. It was, I eventually made it home and literally drove past our driveway.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, good. Yep. Brakes, reverse. And June's like, Mom, are you okay? And I was like, my brain feels very funny.
Yeah. I mean, the live stream was awesome. We had a ton of fun, gave away a ton of prizes. And it was just like, it was a great time. But yeah, it definitely like 4 hours of being on and like, you know, with all the tech and all the organization, it was like, oh, like Jeff texts me afterwards. He's like, how tired are you right now? And I'm like, insanely. Brooke missed three turns on her way to round table. He's like, that's hysterical.
Including my own driveway. That was the fourth. June's like, what do you mean it's fuzzy? So I'm like trying to explain in the car while still trying to find the pizza place what I mean. And then the next morning she's like, my body feels kind of muddy. And I was like, you mean fuzzy? She's like, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I mean. I was like, okay.
Oh man, that's amazing. Yeah, so the live stream was awesome. Print orders will start to ship as soon as we finish the Christmas collection. Prizes will go out as we can get them out. But overall, it was just incredible. We're super thankful for the support, as always. And we hope some of the podcast fam won prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's be awesome. Real. It's mostly the podcast family watching.
I think so.
Yeah, which is so cool, which we love. So after that, almost 42 minutes.
Wow. Sorry, guys.
This is a deep dive into what you Googled. What did you want to talk about? Your week was good.
My week was good.
But we kind of, that was kind of mixed over it.
Yeah, it's really, we don't really need to unpack it. I sort of feel
which is why we did a bunch of segments.
Sort of feel like we already did once.
Yeah, we've touched on this topic
in an episode. I'm not sure.
Before, but.
But I am being reminded as I move for the second time this year and unpack, especially unpacking during the Christmas season.
Yep.
Where like that's already typically a time of year that you're getting bins out and you're decorating, you're doing extra things for your house. I'm just reminded of the importance of and the value of loving the house you live in and like making an effort, to love it, take care of it well, figure out how to do things like clean your front load washer.
Right.
You know, everything from that to like spending, 30 minutes making paper snowflakes with your kids so you can hang them for the Christmas season. Like it can mean any form of taking care of your home, looking after it, being creative with it, loving it.
Yeah. But
it's like, so valuable. And I don't think a ton of people realize how much it can impact like the way you feel day in and day out, your vibe.
Yeah. It's like, it's, obviously in our culture, your home is valued. You know, people like save money for years and years and years to buy a home. And I think a lot of times it's like, oh, well, cause that's where I live. That's where I'm going to spend time and be with my family and all that kind of stuff. And I think, yes, it has that type of value for sure. 100%. And that's like just financially a wise investment. Home, I can't remember the exact statistic. It was like the average yearly salary in 1920 was, I'm just going to make up numbers. Okay. $10,000. The average salary now is $60,000. The average home price in 1920 was this. And the average home price now is like, boom, this. And just like how valuable a home is as just like an asset that you have.
Right.
Like there's that value, which I think most people understand.
Yeah.
It's why we take out giant loans to buy them because we know that eventually they'll be more valuable than hopefully what we bought them for. But I think what you're talking about, which is like, I don't know if this is taught or noted well in the terms of what it does to you internally. Like, there's this meme going around before Thanksgiving that was like, when you go over to your family's house for Thanksgiving, make sure you tell them how well the baseboards have been cleaned, you know?
And literally, it's
like, and it's like, we see the value in like it being impressive. Like we want to show people like, look how nice our home is. We have comfy furniture or whatever. Like, and I think that there's value there. I don't necessarily think that's like a sin or anything like that to want to impress people with your house. I think it maybe can be.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if I'd phrase it that way.
It's not a sin to want your house to look nice.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I think what you're talking about specifically is like, I think it's not really noted how much your home affects your insides, like your emotional swirliness.
Right.
Because often we end up just like, oh, well that couch has been there forever. And so let's just leave it there because that's where it goes. And we don't realize that like, oh, it actually does not bring me joy. It's not very comfortable. Like there could be a variety of reasons of like, hey, maybe this would be worth saving for and upgrading or updating or changing, because it would totally transform maybe the way you relax or the way that you, you know, play with your kids or whatever. And so I think that's kind of what you're talking about, which I think is not taught, not emphasized.
Well, I don't think, yeah, kind of, yeah. I don't feel like it's taught. And someone who I think does teach all of this actually really well is Michael Lynn Smith.
I don't know.
From The Nester. So that's Emily P. Freeman's sister.
Okay.
The Next Right Thing podcast, her sister, Mike Willen, it's hard to say. Yeah, her Instagram, The Nester, she has some books. She is like such a practical way of loving your home, taking care of it. If something like having an impressive holiday spread matters to you, how to do that well and gracefully and calmly. Like, yeah. She really does teach on that. But that as a whole, I don't think is taught or modeled for a lot of people.
Right. It's like clean because we need to clean when people come over, or like, right. And it's always this like high stress, like anxious filled environment.
Right. And I'm more talking about like, I really need to find the time to unpack more of those bins, not just so I can check it off my to-do
right.
list, but because there are things in there that matter to us. There are books I want my kids reading. There are pictures I want hung back up on the walls.
Right.
There is space in the garage that could be used for other things.
Yep.
And so like it, sometimes I was just about to say, sometimes I get in my head. LOL. I am always in my head. But
this is the way the world works.
Yeah. Right. But most of the time,
what are we doing?
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I like that the ring is in there.
Yeah.
It adds a little bit of like, wait, what? What's happening?
Yeah. I often feel like I can be very all or nothing.
Yeah.
So like I either am going to give it all of my effort and my whole house is going to be amazing and Pinterest, then a Pinterest explosion and all these things. Or I convince myself, it doesn't matter. That's silly. Mm-hmm. Don't be a Pinterest mom. Yeah. You don't need to do that. And I don't find this middle ground.
Right.
That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me like, well, I wanted to do gingerbread this year and I wanted to do that. No, we didn't get to that. So be it.
Right.
Like, and I think when it comes to our houses, our homes, we can kind of have that. I don't know. I'm speaking for myself.
Yep.
But I can feel that way. Oh, I don't want to take the time to hang up all that stuff.
Right.
Or I don't want to whatever. Or what if people think it's dumb if I hang that on my wall? Or what if? And I guess my encouragement is, if you are like me.
Which you've been encouraging yourself. This is not like, this is an encouragement that you've been giving yourself. And so it's not like you're just saying, hey, you guys should do this. Like, this is something
correct.
That you're like,
correct.
Wow, I need to hear this. Because when you say like, it's got to either be all or nothing. Like, I don't understand that. I don't feel
you
that.
You can't relate to that in life?
Not really. Because like, when I even think of like this setup, like, there's a million different ways this could be better. You know, cameras, right. lights, all this kind of stuff. And I don't ever feel like, oh, well, it's got to be the best or I can't put it on YouTube. It's got to be the best or we can't have a podcast. Like,
right.
I don't feel that way. Sometimes I rush into things because, right. you know, it's just like, well, I just want to try it.
Right.
And that may be my...
That's not bad. That's just, that is what it would look like for you.
Right.
Probably. But yeah, that's just that's so typical of both of our personalities. What we're saying makes a lot of sense. So I don't really.
So oftentimes when I hear you say things like it needs to be all or nothing, I often don't know how to respond. I don't know how to encourage. I don't know how to be a good spouse to you, and I don't know how. Like, I don't know when I should just be like,
right.
like for example, June was feeling sad. She was getting out all of her like trinkets and things from the Christmas decoration bin, and we could just tell like she was feeling sad that she like didn't have a classroom Christmas party, and they made gingerbread houses and all this kind of stuff, and you know, it's just part of our life moving. You know, like that's just how it is, and we. We were just like getting kind of emotional right before that we get each other Christmas ornaments every year, and we were like talking about them, and it was like, wow, what a journey we can tell that we've been on as we look at these random Christmas ornaments, which is one reason I love that tradition. And so I asked June, like, what's a Christmas tradition you want to start now that we live in Maui? And she goes, well, I want to do gingerbread houses. And so, like, the next day we were out and I just bought them. So, like, to me, I guess, like, in that scenario, you hear your daughter say that. Do you feel I need to be all or nothing? Like, how does that, like...
No, what I... Well, other than the gingerbread one specifically, I knew that there were kits at Target.
Okay.
I already knew that.
Okay.
I'd seen them. Had I not seen them and didn't... Let's pretend I didn't know that that was a thing.
Okay.
What I hear is... Oh my word, I have to get everything, figure out how to make gingerbread, make sure the dough is done in advance. Like I start to go through like okay. all the things I need to do it really well.
Yeah.
And then, I'm not saying I would have said no, I just.
Right. And that stresses you out.
It doesn't stress me out. It just becomes more. So right. I'm like, okay.
It's more dominoes on the table.
Let's squeeze all those in.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know.
But do the kits bother you?
The kits?
Because like the kit, what we weren't all in on.
You said, do the kids bother me? No, the kids don't bother me at all.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they were fun. Hold on. We got another kiddo.
Another kiddo. Okay. Action.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess.
The kids do not bother me at all.
Okay. That's great. Like, I think that's awesome. And I love that. I guess I'm just like, I know that like the meme that describes you in this scenario perfectly is like, I've thought about that thing for 5 years. It took me 30 minutes. I will learn nothing. Like,
right.
You know, that's kind of the like.
That thing I thought about for a year that only took me 2 hours to do.
And so what I would love to know, and I think because so many people who listen to the podcast relate to you so well, or they have someone in their life, like, who is like you, who they love, who they want to love well and stuff like that. So I guess what I'm asking is like, I know this about you. I know that when you take time to do cut out snowflakes, I know that when you take time to, you know, decorate for Christmas, which obviously this year has kind of an asterisk to it because we don't have surfaces. But I know that when you take time to do all that stuff, it fills you up. But I know that, and we call it like the wall. You have to break through the wall. That's what we call it in our marriage. And so like, what do people in my shoes who has someone that maybe struggles with this, what do we do to help you push through that wall? Because that is often where I find myself being like, I know that this stuff brings life. It's the same way like where you're like, TJ, go to the movies by yourself. I know that it fills you up. Or go exercise because you're going to be
You'll be different when you come back. Yeah.
And so like, you're good at saying that stuff to me. And I often don't struggle being like, yeah, sure. Like that sounds great. You know, like, but what do I say to you to say, hey, your home does matter. And the way you want to do it is whether it's beautiful and amazing or whether it's just the way that you want it, just because that's how you want it. Like
right.
either way matters. How do I encourage you in that?
How do I live?
And if you don't have an answer, that's okay. Well, but I think that.
So wait, I have an answer, but then I want to backtrack.
Okay.
I'm afraid I'm going to forget everything I've just thought of. So this is my ultimate fear all the time. It's probably why I'm in my head. So my first reaction to that question was, there's nothing you can say. I'm the only thing keeping me from pushing through that wall. And that's a little bit where we're different, both in like love language. Like I definitely think yours is a little more words of encouragement than me. Like you receive that encouragement really well because you're a natural encourager and you're like, yeah, sure.
Work out. Yeah.
That's actually a great idea. I will go work out. And then you go do it.
Ann Perkins?
Yeah. You beautiful tropical fish. Where I hear the encouragement or I hear whatever, but I'm still, now I'm just adding, it's just added to what's swirling around in my head. I'm not saying there's nothing you can say because that was my first like hot take reaction of like,
hot take.
There's nothing you can say.
Back off, Dad.
There's nothing you can do. I'm alone in my thoughts forever. No, but what I do think you could say is like specific to the house stuff.
Yep.
Is some version of kindly saying, get out of your head. So acknowledging that that's where I'm at right now. When I'm swirling around, I'm in my thoughts. I'm overthinking everything. Yep.
Every domino is the same size.
Bleh. And they're now swirling.
Okay.
Because there's now a hurricane passing over and they've been picked up into a tornado and then they're going to go back down and I don't know where any of them are. It's going to be very stressful.
And I also don't know where my ID is.
Oh my gosh.
Brooke is very put together.
I'm 2 weeks closer to, I know. I'm not a disaster. I know that. But I am learning a lot about my thought life and patterns and what that does to my emotions and how to change that spiritually. And that is a whole topic for a separate
podcast. If you want to get ready for that podcast, read Get Out of Your Head by Jenny Allen.
Yeah. So you can acknowledge like, get out of your head. And then specific to the house stuff, you can say like, it's your house. I'm already changing my words. What I was going to say, it's your house. Do what you want. People could take that the wrong way and be like, it's my house. I'm going to spend all this money and do all these things. Like, that is not what I mean.
Responsibly.
Right. But I mean, I have close friends who have not hung anything on their walls and they've lived in their homes for years.
Right.
Because they are terrified. They're going to do it wrong.
Right.
It's going to look bad. It's going to be stupid. Like the things I've heard, well, I just don't even know what to put there. I'm like, well, what do you like?
Right.
Do you like a picture of the ocean? Do you have photos from a vacation? Yeah. Like, so even that's such a small example of how maybe it's more so women. I don't really know. Or maybe it's just whoever cares about the
house. I tried to hang a diagonal poster of Avril Lavigne and it just didn't go well.
Oh, Avril. She's so cool. She's so cool.
So cool.
Like that. You know, and I'm someone who's confident hanging things on our walls. I always do. But they're just not here yet. They're in the middle of the ocean somewhere, I think, right now. But, like, that makes me a little sad when I sort of go to the chair behind on their behalf of, like, why they can't just push through that and hang something on their walls.
But and then you're like, why can't I just push through and cut
and do something snowflakes. I care about with my for my house and not consider it a waste of time or if that I don't do it all in, like Pinterest.
And you think 100% that's just like thought pattern.
It's thought pattern that has gone unchecked for years and years and years. And our thoughts are so
powerful.
Powerful, but also we have so many a day and they're so sort of subconscious. Like I'm not always.
Brain's going a mile an hour.
Not wow, fast. Not bad. So I can get tied up in anything, but with the house stuff, all this to say, going back.
Get out of your head.
I'm being reminded, unpacking during Christmas, just how much better I feel inside, how much better my thoughts are about my life, my house, my all of it.
Yep.
How much better my kids, I don't want to say behave, but sometimes almost when the house feels like our home.
Yeah.
Because I can verbalize, ugh. There's stuff everywhere.
Yes.
There's stuff on the floor. There's a pile there. There's a pile there. Yep. That trash can needs emptied. Like
I found a suitcase today just full of books.
Right.
50-pound suitcase.
Because we had no boxes when we moved the second time. So we were filling suitcases. And like we can talk about it.
Yeah. And we can understand that like the cube is coming. Things.
We know what is happening in the future. And kids don't. They don't verbalize it, but they can feel it.
Yeah.
So when their room is a disaster for days and days and days and days and days, like it affects, they're irritable.
Yeah.
And this isn't like tidy up all the time, clean.
Right.
But I do think the homes we live in impact us on a deeper level than we realize.
Absolutely. And just so, like the thoughts we have.
Yeah. And so, because our thoughts are in our head home.
Is that what you call the brain? The head home?
The head home. The home.
Wouldn't the skull be the brain home?
Yeah, I guess so. No, the brain. What am I trying to say?
I don't know. I honestly.
What are we doing?
I was 100% lost.
The joke I was trying to make was we live in this home and our thoughts live in this home. I don't know.
The worst thing about prison was the Dementors.
They were flying around. And annoyed, but yeah, It's just, it is very powerful. And so if you are someone who negates it because you don't have time, well, you should try to make time.
Yeah.
And if you negate it because you think it's silly,
I feel like
it's not. And if you negate it because you're afraid you'll mess it up, you won't. Like,
yeah, that's good. That's a good word.
You know,
I
and
feel
as
like
always you like just, that's okay. Just, I don't know. I mean, I literally said to you today, just 1% better.
Yeah.
Which I think we have a whole episode about that, but
maybe,
or at least a big segment about that.
Yeah. Maybe in the Atomic Habits book.
But how, if we're just 1% better, if you will, or if we can just get 1% more unpacked every day, like that's enough. That's my way of not being all in or failing.
Right. So let me recap for my sake.
And mine.
The things I can say to you are get out of your head and do what you want, or your house is your own. Do what you want. What was the second phrase?
Some sort of encouragement about like,
just like,
this is your home.
It, yeah.
Or our home, our, you know, our.
Yeah.
Our,
I mean, I live here too. So
our
it's
family
quite nice.
Team's home.
Yeah.
So it should feel like, and it should be specific to our family team.
Yeah.
And us. And like, it doesn't need to be.
Right. It's like the first two companies that popped into my head. It's like the Google headquarters is not going to look like the Nathan's Hot Dog headquarters.
No, it is not.
They are going to have two very different vibes.
As they should.
As they should. And so when you're settling in, when we're settling into this house, I think you just need to like.
I feel this like recalibration, reboot.
We are making like the dugout, if you will, for our team. The
yes.
The gym that we work out in. You know, like yes. it is our head is our company's headquarters.
And it should reflect our mission,
our values.
Our values, our giftings. And so like I am someone who's creative. I do like to make things with my hands. So if I want to paint something to go on our wall,
you should.
I shouldn't talk myself out of that. Am
right.
I saying you need to go make a painting for your wall?
No,
because that's not, that would be super stressful for some people.
Yeah.
That's not, it's not specific like that. But I mean, even Jeff in his book talks about that a little bit. Or maybe it wasn't the book. Maybe it was a podcast. Maybe it was the Dadville episode. But he was talking about how our home should be, we should include our kids to a degree.
Yeah.
In like, what do you want our home to feel like?
Yeah.
What feels like home to you?
Yeah.
And he even said, like, we have really loud, fun, rambunctious kids, which is.
It's true.
It's very true.
Yeah.
He's like, so we purposely buy furniture that can get the snot beat out of it and still look great.
Yeah.
Like, we actually think about that in the buying process because that it matters to us that our kids can be.
Lucy is going to run into this full blown and
all
do it
the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and he said there's a section of the house we let him scooter in because we're okay with that. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
That's not just our kids being crazy.
Yeah.
That's actually like, Alyssa and I have talked about this.
Yeah.
And this is how we feel. It all comes like, it all fits together.
So good.
And so I do not want my kids scootering in our house, but that's also not really their vibe.
Right.
Like June asked today.
If she could have an art station.
She could have an art station. And I was like, nothing describes you better right now. In my head, I thought, make that a priority. Make that happen.
Yeah.
When the cube gets here with tables in it, do it.
Do it.
Don't overthink where it goes.
Right.
It doesn't have to be perfect. She doesn't need a sign.
And it's not going to be there forever. It might change locations.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
But I was doing that.
Yeah.
Where's it going to go? What's it going to look like?
Yeah,
do I have cups for the markers? Do I even have enough markers?
Right. Do all the cups match? Yeah. I know you. That's so good. And I feel like, these are always my favorite types of podcasts because, like, even
are they
before
the ones where I'm sweating.
Well, it's just like I just like
what to say.
You are an inspiration to so many people, and I don't think you realize that. Like, yeah, we're funny and we have the clips and all that kind of stuff, but like I know because I read the DMs and you don't that people are consistently inspired by what you have to say, and it's in that like in between tension where you. Find yourself sometimes when you share about those tensions, that's what people feel like, man, I finally feel like I have the language to talk about, like the language to express what I've been feeling.
Right.
And so I know these episodes are more stressful because we're like, where are we going? What are we doing here? And
100%.
But know that those messages are, we get more of those messages on these episodes than we do when we're like have an outline and kind of know where we're going. I think both have value.
It's like the Lord's trying to teach me something.
Yes, just to push through and maybe just go for it. All right, do whatever you want. I can't remember the exact words. I was supposed to say.
That's what I...
It's your world, Brooke. I'm just living in it.
No. you say that to me all the time, and I know you're joking when you say
that. But what's cool is like, and I think this is comparing you and me, like, you know that when I exercise, I am a better dad, a better husband.
Yes.
I'm just more engaged. I'm more relaxed. I know that when you spend time tinkering with the house, you're a better wife and a better mom, and you're more engaged and relaxed. Right. And so it's just two different ways.
And maybe it's because, let's use those two, from, I don't know, the world's standard or whatever I'm trying to say, like working out so that you feel better, look better is like, yeah. That's like very acceptable. I'm not saying that working on your house is not acceptable. It's not the right language, but like that's a very common thing that's talked about and taught, and you can go to classes to learn how to work out better. And like you can do all these things.
They're horrible.
They are horrible. Everything hurts. But like, I don't know. I just don't feel like there's as much.
Which is why you have one example of like the nester, I'm sure there's you know, more. But yeah, I think you could do that for people too. I think you could talk about this more and share more of this from your perspective, maybe not from Walk in Love,
right?
But just like Brooke Courtney, you know, sharing what you're doing.
Oh, that Instagram account I have that I forgot about.
Because I
mean, I would say that Joanna Gaines,
yeah, she does
a pretty good job of explaining why these things matter, and not just buy more stuff.
Right. Because
so many people on the internet, because I can think of a lot of great
interior designers
whose blogs are fantastic and their ideas are wonderful.
But they've redone their living room 15 times.
Yes. And I'm like, that is not real life.
Yeah.
So I can only relate to you so much.
Yeah.
I will read your blog post about how high my nightstands are supposed to be.
But I'm just going to buy them once.
That's insanely helpful. Right.
I'll read them on like what jigsaw I need to buy to make Maui King.
Right.
But after that, I'm out.
Which saw will cut a California King mattress?
Casper.
Search.
Oh, babe, that's so good. I'm so encouraged. Well done. You did it. World's best cup of coffee. I need that clip.
Yeah. Because I think it is now that we sort of, we're not done with work, but we were like climbing a mountain, if you will, into the holidays with like all the beauty counter sales, our big, you know, Walk in Love sale, and then the live stream. And that was kind of like, I feel like we're leveling or even coming down a little.
And then January is our, like,
and so I think
we work in January.
Right.
It's just a totally different style of work.
Yes. And my default, now that we've come down a little bit from the live stream, will be like, well, work is more valuable because that makes money. Hmm. And like, I will still do work.
Right.
I'm never not going to do the work I do, but I will talk myself out of making an area so I can do my puzzles.
Right.
Puzzling.
Yeah.
It's good, babe.
So,
well,
is it good?
You stressed. First, you didn't know the singer.
I'm just very confused about anything that I just said.
Well, people are going to love it. I love it. I
like it.
So, well done.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week. Podcast listeners, the online warehouse sale is going to go live. Let me open up the calendar. Hold on here.
I think you said the 13th.
I think I did. I just want to clarify. Monday, December 13th, midnight Eastern. So I'll be able to do it on the 12th here in Hawaii. But it will go live. It might even go live on the 12th at some point during the day. But I'm not going to share. I'm not going to send the text to the text group until the 14th. So podcasters have a whole day to shop the warehouse sale, the online warehouse sale.
We're not telling anybody else on the internet.
Until when then we'll tell the text group on the 14th, and then later on the 14th, we'll tell Instagram.
Okay.
So you guys have like a head start because like it will just be whatever we have left. So some things will have maybe one size in it, and something will have all the sizes in it. It's totally
what's
left at the end of the year. Any of the codes that you've used throughout the year will work. Butt board, nipples, those are the only two I remember for some reason. We've had some good ones, but they'll work to give you that.
Is Monster Feet a code yet?
Monster Feet will be a code. So you can also use the code Monster Feet. But yeah, so we'll have that sample sale, and then yeah, you get first dibs because we love you so much. Yeah.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Well, thank you for making us a part of your week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for going along with Brooke as she. I do think the Lord is teaching you something with this book and just with the.
With every book.
With every book, but also just like with the way some of our episodes have just had to happen this year, where it's like we have not been as organized as we normally are. Like, and I think that there is beauty in that tension. And I think he's using you to impact people. So I'm just encouraging you right now.
Thank you.
To get out of your head and just let it be. Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Okay, I love you. Bye.